Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can get all the sex information you need. And we guarantee you that if you listen to sexwithemily.com, to all of our shows, you will have better sex. Right, Menace? He's got to fix my mic. What up? Perfect. You're a genius. Okay, so everyone, this is a really important show. This is like crucially important that everybody listens to this show because you cannot avoid Valentine's Day, which is coming up next week. And it's a big deal because even if you hate Valentine's Day or you're single or whatever, it's going to impact you in some way.
You hate Valentine's Day, right?
I don't hate Valentine's Day.
You're very anti-Valentine's Day.
I'm not anti-Valentine's Day. I'm a Valentine's Day proponent. I believe in Valentine's Day. I just think every day should be like Valentine's Day.
You just don't want to put any effort in doing something for
if I had a boyfriend, I would do something.
A significant other, that's all.
That's so not true, Menace.
What?
So we are going to give you so many tips today. If you have a big day, small budget, how to please a woman, how to please a man, some gift ideas, some things to do on Valentine's Day. And we also have a special guest. We have Ethan and Bowden, who is the founder of Jimmy Jane, which is what my favorite toy line. And he makes incredible award-winning products. We're going to get into those later, and he's going to give some tips and how to use toys for couples and stuff like that.
Sweet.
So what – oh, and this is the most important thing. If you want to win something on Valentine's Day, we are giving away so many things that my entire office looks like a warehouse right now. All you have to do is go to my website, sexwithemily.com, click on the banner. It'll tell you how to do it. But basically, you got to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and just retweet us, repost us, reshare, retweet, whatever. And you will have a very good chance of winning something because I cannot live with my office's cluttery with sex toys.
And everything's at sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com.
Yeah.
That's where it all happens.
People want to get all the information. And you made a banner.
I made a banner.
A banner?
Did you see the banner?
It's very impressive. Yes.
Thank you. We didn't do that. We actually had someone else do it.
Yeah, but just to be able to...
The fact that there is a banner that was created, especially for Valentine's Day.
That's big time.
We're big time. We're going places.
That's putting in some effort.
Of course. It's a big... I can't tell you how much... We just got something from Israel today.
Really?
Yeah. A toy. A big toy. I don't even know what it is. I didn't really understand it, but we're going to give it to someone. Maybe they understand it.
Okay.
But we've got some great stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and it's great to be here on Extreme Talk 165.
Oh, it's Friday. I can't wait for the weekend. I'm.
What are you doing?
Los Angeles this weekend for the Grammys. That's going to be really fun. I love hanging out there for the Grammys because there's always parties going on, and already got invited to a bunch of parties. So I'm
you're
really
so
excited
cool.
About it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
They're going to be big social media party, and then going to the Grammy Museum to a party there, and it's really cool.
It's great.
I don't know.
Are you driving? Are you bringing anyone?
I'm
any
driving.
Chicks?
No. Oh, well, I am driving with another man.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Are you gonna, no chicks.
Are you going to hit up any of your babes in L.A.?
All the girls that I know in L.A., we talked about
this.
Oh,
they moved to San Francisco or something?
No. They all have boyfriends now, so.
Yeah, but that was last time.
No.
It doesn't mean that they still have boyfriends.
No, they still have boyfriends.
Oh, you're sure?
I mean, there's girls that I'm friends with.
Not married.
There, so.
Whatever.
But I mean, I'll hang out with them, but I don't want to hang out with any girls that have boyfriends. It's too much trouble.
I hear you.
I don't know why even put any effort into that.
I totally understand.
What's up with you this weekend?
I'm just like, you know, I am going to, it's my friend's birthday and we're going to do a spa thing in Napa.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do, it's going to be girls and it's going to be spa.
A spa.
Treatments. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
And you're going to drink wine.
We're going to drink wine, which is my favorite thing. And then I'm going to
why do women always have to go to spas?
Because we like it. It feels
good. They're not going out there and doing construction on like freeways and stuff like that. Those are the type of guys that should be going to spas and going to like chiropractors.
They probably need it more than we do.
Oh my God, I need to go to the spa. I'm so overworked and, you know, actually sitting at a desk all day.
It's true. It's exhausting. And can I be honest though? Yeah. I'm not a fan of the group trip. So I actually am sort of dreading it. To be honest.
Why?
Because I want to be able to escape. Like, I want to drive alone. I want to be able to leave if I want to leave. I don't want to share a room. I don't know everybody. Like, I don't love it, but it's like it's a really good friend's birthday. So I feel like I have to go, but I don't like group, just being around that
then
many
Then drive
women
by yourself.
I totally am. And then I might escape. I might not stay. That's everyone's the thing. I always need an out. Like,
then
you know,
everyone, when you leave, everyone's going to talk crap about you, say how you're uber biatch because you had to leave.
I was the first one to leave a birthday party the other night, too. I was like, I've got to start the leaving process. And I did, and then everyone else left because it went on too long. Everyone's having birthdays, and it went on too long.
How long were you there before you left?
I arrived at 6. It was Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I arrived at 6. I left at 10:30. To me, that I did my time.
That's cool.
I totally think so.
If you don't care about the person, you just leave.
I love her. I just 4.5 hours of my time was a lot of time.
400? Yeah, but if it's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good friend, really good friend. She's awesome. Shakti is her name. All right. So, okay, and then what's this?
What's going on with you?
It's really loud.
It's
and
so funny because we're just talking to our guest and how there's always audio problems with you, like for the past 7 years.
Right. There's audio problems with me. Our guest. Okay. Now it's down. That's better. Our guest is he was on like the early shows, like when it was like at a kitchen table, like before I even knew you.
No, I can just imagine the audio problems then. I would probably commit suicide.
You would have a heart attack. It was
die.
Not good. No, but I always had a sound guy. I always had someone doing the show. But that's why it's so fun that he's here with us, Ethan. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. Okay, I've got some news.
Okay, what's in the
sex news? This is what I've got for you. Okay. Kardashian divorce to be turned into reality TV show to prove reality TV is as bad as it is. Okay, so the Kardashian divorce trial is
we'll
no, I haven't proofed anything.
That's why there's all
the Kardashian
pauses.
Divorce trial is about to get more ugly with Chris Humphries and his lawyer attempting to put the reality TV itself on the stand. Chris and his attorney want to expose the MO of reality TV by proving Kim Kardashian had no intention of staying married to him. So they're going to publicize the divorce in court. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, would you watch it? You probably would because you love the Kardashians.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot to be exposed when it comes to that. I mean, a lot of stuff will probably be revealed on how the show is shot and things like that. But will the public really care?
I don't know.
Not.
They're probably over it.
There's already things online that you can watch and see how the Jersey Shore is fake and things like that. The public doesn't really care. They still find it entertaining.
It's fake? It's not real?
Well, they showed some things where there was this situation where they got in a fight in Italy with some bartenders because the bartenders threw ice at them. But when you slow down the video, the ice is coming from a different way.
Oh, right.
Other than the bar. And
they made it up.
Yeah, like they made up the drama and stuff like that. So, you know, things like that could be proven.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah. Okay. So, I've been watching it a little bit now. But now my cable's broken that you fixed, that you set up.
Why?
It says it's no signal. I just got cable.
No, because there's something that you're doing with your TV that you're hitting. Because when you hit the all on button on your...
Yeah, it says no signal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, I don't know how you did this, but when you hit the all on button, everything should come on.
Right.
But when you hit the all on button on your remote, it shuts off your TV and then turns on your cable box. And then so when you hit it again, it will shut off. It will turn on the TV.
You figured this out the other night?
Yeah. And it will turn on your TV and then shut off your cable box.
Well, why didn't you tell me this?
Because I thought I fixed it. I don't know what you're pressing.
I don't know what my problem is either. So everyone, I haven't had a TV in a long time. And I finally got one this year. And it took me a long time to get into watching television. It's just not my thing. But lately I've been wanting to. And I've been getting into it and watching like a lot of reality TV shows like The Real Housewives of every frigging county.
Yeah.
And my TV's not working. So that's all I do. Okay, explain it to me after the show.
Yeah, I will. I'm all about...
I thought I had to call a cable company.
No, I'm all about Mob Wives. You gotta
I've never
Mob
seen
Wives.
It. Never seen it.
Of the wives of all the mobsters.
Is it for real,
those
though?
Those girls... They got black eyes and stuff. It's for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no joke.
I gotta watch that. It's on my list. Okay. 10% of U.S. parents have questioned their child's paternity. That's a lot of parents questioning. A company that sells over-the-counter paternity tests says that 12% of men and 10% of women have been in a situation where they've had to ask, who's the daddy?
Because you can't trust them women, fellas. That's
why aren't people using protection?
That's why you need to get the home paternity test to see who's who.
Can you believe it? The actual percentage of misidentified fathers ranges from 2 to 4%. Double that in Europe. This is because in the U.S., more and more babies are being born outside of marriage and more couples are living together.
Yeah, man. That's, you know, the whole thing with – that's why it's in the news, the whole thing with the Khloe Kardashian. That's why.
What did they find out? Is she a Kardashian or not or whatever?
They're saving it for
– season 8 or whatever?
Yeah, with Khloe and Lamar.
Okay. Oh.
So –
that'd be kind of a bummer to find out you weren't really part of the family.
Not really. Well, I mean, she still has the same...
I mean, she is.
Yeah, she still has the same mother. But
right, but still, keep that from your...
She wouldn't be actually a Kardashian.
Right.
She would be whoever her dad was.
Right, exactly.
And, I mean, if you Google Khloe Kardashian's dad, real dad, I don't know, man.
Oh, you showed me the picture, but everyone...
Yeah, you're not a good judge of it.
Why?
I'll ask our guest.
Pull it up right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this Valentine's Day, try thoughtful over traditional gifts.
Okay.
An online survey of U.S. adults about their Valentine's Day gift preferences found that while 57% of Americans would enjoy dinner at a nice restaurant, more sentimental ideas such as receiving a handwritten love note or a home cooked meal came in a close second and third. Other gifts ranked in survey included flowers, chocolates, cologne, perfume, and spa treatments. So the survey also asked which celebrities Americans would most like to receive a love note from. 34% of men opted for Katy Perry. They want a love note from her.
Really?
That's bizarre. You'd think they'd want it from someone else. Like they would. And then Taylor Swift was close behind. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd like a love note. People don't write love notes anywhere. Maybe like love, like they sext or they send you like a quick email. Like I used to get letters. I want cards. Mm-hmm. I want emails. I want your thoughts. I want to know what you think about me.
Well,
how much you like me and how much you love me and how hot I am, that kind of thing. Just write it down.
Yeah,
it's easy.
The whole thing, Katy Perry, I met her quite a few times. And
right.
She just seems like, you know, you're going to have to pay a lot of attention to her. But I'll tell you this. I think I told you the story before. What I do love about her, she came by my work and she said, "Oh, can I use the restroom?" So she went and she used the restroom, and then she came back out and she did all her interviews. And then when she left, somebody went back into the bathroom and she drew a penis with nail polish on the stall of the bathroom.
She did?
Yeah.
She just
– that's like her calling card, I guess.
Oh,
like
when she's in the bathroom, she always
has
graffiti.
To go to the bathroom and does like penis drawings.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, I guess so, but it's Katy Perry.
Oh, right.
That's cool.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's nice. That's why you like her?
Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
I think that is funny, but it's a little destructive. I'm not going to have Katy Perry over my house if she's going to do that in my bathroom.
You don't find anything. I sent you that thing last night, and you're like, ha ha, you barely even thought it was funny. I sent you this picture that I found.
I know, I didn't think it was that funny.
It said, it said,
but I was like, ha ha.
It said Karma Sutra, like a car, and then it has a picture of a car, and then it shows people in the car, like in a sex position. Get it? Karma Sutra.
I get it, but I don't find it funny. Like, I didn't
it was hilarious.
I did an LOL.
It was hilarious. No, you don't.
I do. Show me, send me really funny things. Just try to do that.
I don't know what you find hilarious.
You know what I find funny. You know when I laugh.
Name a funny movie that you like that's not like some cult obscure classic that everyone else thinks is awesome. What? Name one movie.
Meet the Parents. Hilarious. The first 20 minutes of that movie, hilarious. You think it's dumb? The rest is bad.
It's all right.
I've seen it 100 times. It's so funny, the first 20 minutes of Meet the Parents. There you go. I find that funny.
Any 80s movies?
No.
No?
I mean, yeah, 80s movies. I don't know. Like,
80s comedies was like the best
time. I know.
Time
that was a good time.
Yeah.
Like all the Breakfast Clubs and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm thinking more like Revenge of the Nerds, Stripes.
Oh, right. Stripes was amazing. Yeah. Those were all really good. They don't make movies like that anymore.
Ghostbusters was good.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Anyways, keep it going.
Okay. I got to keep more going here. Married sex is predictable but still good. A new study by iVillage revealed that 78% of married women found their sex life predictable. Couples with young kids, especially related having predictable sex, with half of women being able to not only predict the course of foreplay with the length of the deed, the location, as well as their husband's go-to techniques. That's so true. I'm not even married. I've been with someone for like 6 months. You can tell you. I'm like, oh, this is what you're going to do next. This is why you should listen to the show so you're not predictable. Don't be that guy. Don't be that predictable guy. But that said, the vast majority of women surveyed were happy with their sex life, still wanted sex frequently, had experimented with sex toys, role playing, or spanked their husbands playfully in public. So it's predictable. But that's what happens. Whatever. Predictable is not bad as long as you mix it up every once in a while, which is what we're going to be talking about. Sex, how to mix up your sex life and how to have a good Valentine's Day.
I know the table here is already getting filled with sex toys.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. They're my favorite sex toys. So excited. Okay, we're going to get into that soon because everyone is probably thinking about Valentine's Day. It's coming up.
They are.
Right?
What are you thinking about for
Valentine's Day? I'm thinking about nothing. I'm thinking I'm going to go home and take a bath and masturbate. What about that?
Are you serious?
I don't know. What am I going to do? Go out with friends?
I'm looking at my calendar.
I'm just looking at what I'm doing.
Don't you have other friends that don't have any plans?
I'm getting my hair done. I'm getting my hair cut.
Sounds fun.
It's going to be a good time. No, I'm going to go out with friends, whatever. And I think Valentine's Day, this is what I was saying earlier, is it shouldn't just, if you're not in a relationship, it can still be, like, it should be a day for you to love yourself.
Yeah.
Masturbation is sex with someone you love.
I'm definitely going to go and have dinner with a woman on Valentine's Day. I don't know. Find somebody.
I think that you should go with me then.
Huh? Why?
Because you love me.
You're not even going to pay attention to me the whole time.
Dude, you're the one who's on your phone. Actually, right now you're on your phone.
Because I'm looking for the freaking photos
like
for
he
our
cares.
Guests. No, I want to get his opinion on what he thinks.
If he thinks Khloe Kardashian. Okay, let's put him on. Let's because we're going to get some emails. Okay. And he's going to – this is Ethan in Bowdoin. If you're – you know, okay, a lot of people are listening to the show. You can also watch the show at sexwithemily.com. You can see everything that's happening in here. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Ethan and Bowdoin from Jimmy Jane, jimmyjane.com. If you haven't bought your Valentine's Day gift yet, do that now.
I know you're a huge Kardashian fan.
Tremendous.
Use coupon code EMILY25 at checkout and you get $25 off purchases over $100.
All right.
How about that? Okay.
Is this Khloe Kardashian's real father? It's Kris Jenner's ex hairstylist.
I'm so unqualified to answer this question.
Well, no, just look at the picture.
I don't find either person attractive.
Okay.
So they're consistent in that regard.
Good, Ethan.
Do they look similar? Any, a little bit similar? Yes or no? You're not going to hurt my feelings if you
you
disagree with me.
Sure. Yeah. Big faux heads. Big foreheads.
All
and,
right.
And yeah. And,
big foreheads.
Thank you for coming in today. That's all I needed from you.
Wait, let me see.
I'm just kidding.
Although, you know, I just realized.
In the top one.
The person who has a big forehead is me, especially with this new hairstyle.
I just looked in the mirror the other day.
I was just like, oh my God, look at how big my forehead is.
And it's
sexy. Oh, no.
I had a little camera set up like this because we were having a Skype call with one of our engineers. And I was like, look how big my forehead is. And then I was like, oh my God, it's like as big as the rest of my face.
I didn't think that. I thought it like brings out your face, the fact that your hair is like looks windblown.
I think that my hair needs to be at least as tall as my forehead.
Yeah. I usually notice stuff like that. I didn't really notice it with you.
And he would
tell
you.
It's proportionate. Okay.
You know what? This time I do think I needed to see it twice. I do think they look alike, Menace.
Oh.
Especially in the top picture.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't wait for season 85 till we find out.
That's cool. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to get into some emails right now.
Do it.
I'm doing it. Ready? Dear Emily, I've been listening to your show since about episode 100 or so. You and Menace have done a great job, and I love your frankness and transparency. The organic quality of your show is truly a breath of fresh air. I've noticed that you repeatedly said that guys shouldn't try to please their new sex partner using the same techniques that works for their previous partner. I totally understand your point. But do you really think that it's only guys who do this? Women do the same thing. So why do you keep saying guys? This is a bummer when you do this. Thanks and keep up the great work. I think you and Menace have created something special here. And it has been a joy to see you two learn and grow over the years. Love, Jerry in San Diego.
Cool. I can't wait to answer this question.
Okay. So. Well, I'm going to answer it first. Same thing is that it is true that men typically do the same thing. They're like, oh, she liked it. And I'm talking about, I don't know, when I think about this, I think about oral sex. I think about how women orgasm is always different. Like you put 100 women in a room, they're all going to orgasm differently. They're all going to be touched differently. They're going to need different kind of stuff, right? They're going to need different things. So if this worked exactly for her, like your last girlfriend, it doesn't mean it's going to work for this current girlfriend. Now, I think the thing is similar with men. I do think that some men like their balls played with, for example, and some men don't. I think that, so you know what, Jerry? I'm going to say the same thing then is for men too. Men and women should all pay attention, be present with your new partner, ask what they like, experiment, ask questions, talk about what turns you on. Like literally, this is my biggest issue is that couples don't talk about sex. So like just tell your partner what feels good and don't assume that it is what the last partner liked. How's
Change
that?
Out the lingerie drawer, buy some new condoms.
Buy some new condoms.
Maybe get rid of those old sex toys.
Yeah, the old sex toys. You have to
switch it up.
Can we talk about that? Okay.
Real quick. I just want to say.
Yes.
The reason that we don't stress it so much with women, like getting into a new relationship, because us guys, we are simple creatures. It doesn't take too much to make us happy. So they don't need to like find a new move every single time. But every woman is different.
Right.
You know?
That's true. I mean, men are different. So I feel...
I know, but it's...
Not as different.
Yeah, like, not as different.
Like, I think...
All guys enjoy blowjobs.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Not all, but a lot.
But there are blowjobs and there are blowjobs.
There are exactly.
And then, you know, like some females are not into you going down there.
Right. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Some women just don't like... I know I have a lot of female friends who are like, nope, don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't understand those people at all. But like, I feel like I give a pretty good... Like, I'm pretty good at oral sex, performing oral sex. I think I got it down. And I think that you do kind of change your technique when you're with different people. But there is a certain technique that I do over. I think I've got it down. I think I've got it nailed. That's all I got to say. I do.
All right,
I do.
Next.
Okay. So anything else you have to say to that, Ethan? What were you thinking?
No, I'm good. I think we covered it.
We covered it. Okay. Okay. This is about Menace. Dear Emily, I have to make some assumptions about Menace in the short time that I've listened. I think he's single, possibly looking for someone to get serious with, but has not had a long-term committed relationship in his adult life. Whether that describes Menace's situation or not, I would agree that any guy in that scenario generally could give himself a better hand job than the date of the week or short-term girlfriend could. Oh, it's the hand job debate.
I've had longer relationships than you.
Not true.
I've lived with people. What are you talking about?
I've never lived with anybody, but I've had 2.5-year relationships.
2.5-year relationships? I've had 2 3-year relationships and then 2 1-year relationships. And I've lived with 3 of my partners.
Yeah, mistake.
Huh?
Was it a mistake? Why do you move in so quickly?
Why?
People shouldn't move in so quickly. They're like, I love you. Let's move in.
Yeah, you should. You should move in with each other. No, the people that say that, I'm not going to live with people.
You get their mail still. Can't forget that they live there because you find their sock behind the bed.
You sound like Kim Kardashian right now, she didn't want her new husband to move in boxes to her house.
I saw that episode.
That's totally how you're sounding right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want.
What did they say about Kim Kardashian was saying that? That she was crazy. She was out of her mind.
I want to hear about hand jobs. I don't know.
We've got to get back to the Kardashians. Okay. So here's the deal.
Just to break it down real quick.
We got to break down the hand job. This has been going on for 3 years.
The reason that this whole hand job thing just got brought up is because we've been having this debate for over 3 years now that I stated that, cool, a woman can give you a hand job, fine. But I'm just saying that a woman cannot give you a hand job better than you can give a hand job to yourself.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, there's definitely something different about being in control and not being in control. And being in control has its advantages, but not being in control and having a little element of surprise, I mean, there's something to that, no?
Exactly.
Aren't you excited about this other person being
Yeah, no,
present?
I think it's cool. I think it's awesome a woman is giving me a hand job, but I'm just...
The
point of my argument is that I can give a hand job better to myself than a woman can give me, no matter what.
Right. And I disagree. And I think I was trying to bring hand jobs back. That's how it all started. I was like, you give a hand job in high school and then you move on to blow jobs and then no one's giving hand jobs anymore. But hand jobs can be really fun and sensual and you use lots of lube and you can use both hands and you could use your mouth. And it's just a nice thing to add. So I was just encouraging women to start giving hand jobs again. I thought it'd be fun. But then we just got like... hundreds of emails about the hand job debate and it grew out of control.
Well, guys never really give up on fingering, right?
No. Some do, and I'm pissed at those guys because I like that. So I'm going to finish the email because it goes on to state, however, my scenario is that I have been happily married for 23 years and my wife could give me a better hand job than I could give myself any day.
Oh, yeah.
She knows exactly how to touch me,
if you've been together for 23 years.
She knows exactly how to touch me, how long, where, how much pressure, when to vary the pressure and to get me off. Besides, she can freely use two hands in ways I can't. And she can reach or approach me at many more angles than I can myself. I wanted to throw Menace a bone, no pun intended, by saying that I would agree that generally a guy could masturbate himself to orgasm faster than any partner could. However, because my wife knows the right techniques that work for me, she can get me off just as fast as I can. Thanks, Paul. You've never been with anyone for that long.
Yeah, not 23 years.
You probably haven't gotten a hand job.
I don't know if I would want to wait 23 years to have a hand job perfected.
You could do it in a lot less time.
I just like that your listeners are paying such close attention.
I know, they do.
And they're sending in such detailed feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Advice to you, Menace. I mean, really, you know, the listening audience gets some benefit, but really we're here to help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
And why? I just know what I like.
Because you need some help with your 5V1. I just had a friend call it 5V1 the other day, and I never heard that before. I like that.
5V1. What do you mean, a hand job?
Five versus one, sort of, a hand job being five versus one, kind of like a – maybe
I get it.
Sounds kind of sports term-ish.
It sounds kind of sports term-ish. I can't even believe the hand job came – I thought we'd killed the debate, but it came back. So feedback at sexwithemily.com. What do you think about hand jobs? Do you wish that you had more hand jobs? Do you wish that women gave you more hand jobs? If you're a woman, how do you feel about them? I just think you use lots of lube. There's like methods, twist, turn, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, no, it just goes back to you think I'm weird because I like the things that I like.
I don't think you're
weird. And I have the statements that I have. And, you know, you try to conform me to what you think is cool and awesome. I'm just not into it.
I think we need a new book, which is Masturbation by Menace, because it's possible that Menace has worked out some stuff, techniques that we all need to know.
Maybe you do have some techniques.
Well, here it goes into another thing, too. I'm like... why do women try to teach blowjob classes? They don't know. A woman doesn't know how a blowjob feels. Gay guys should be teaching women on how
to do. And they do.
They do. Gay guys do.
I've not attended, but
they should. I think a woman trying to give a blowjob class is ridiculous.
I think that's so wrong. Because women know. But if you've given a lot of blowjobs and you've had a lot of success, I think that women do know how to give
blowjobs. Well, I hope if you're giving a blowjob, you get a success no matter which way you're doing it.
Yeah, I think that women can teach, definitely. I think I have taught a class, not like not a formal class, but I've helped friends and interns, for example. Okay, this is a good one for Ethan because, well, kind of. I'm going to read it right now. Dear Emily, other than a cock, wait, did we, we didn't have to say anything about that. We just talked about the hand job. I'm just want to make sure we gave him love. Thanks, Paul. Okay. Other than a cock ring, is there anything else that I can, that I can use to help me last longer in bed? Any natural herbs or anything over the counter? Russ, he's a, from Brooklyn, New York. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. And I just want to say, if you want sex with Emily 3 days a week, you become a free premium Friends with Benefits member. Go to sexwithemily.com. There's lots of perks and fun things happening there.
I don't know why none of the listeners listen to me. Over the counter tequila, you can just buy whenever you want.
Yeah.
And it works just as good.
But I want to just say that I want to show my favorite cock ring out there.
Okay.
I brought my own.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Nice. This is Jimmy Jane. If you're watching us, you can see. It's the iconic ring. And the reason why cock rings are great, and I will get to Ross's question in a moment, but is because I love that it can fit over any. So one fits all sizes, right?
That's right.
And it vibrates. So it can hit the woman's clitoris or wherever it turns her on while they're having sex. And it can keep you hard.
Yes.
Longer.
It can help to constrict the blood flow.
Constricts the blood flow. That's how it works specifically.
But these are great. And I think but there's a slightly different question being asked here. Although this may solve one problem, which is that for a lot of men, they may want to take a pause and say, hold on, just to stop moving for a moment. But this would still be providing stimulation because it'd be vibrating. If you were going to take a pause in your own motion, at least there's still some motion going on, some sensation on the, on the clitoris. But I think, I know very little about sort of the natural herbs, over the counter, et cetera. There are those numbing creams and so on.
I don't know if that stuff works. I mean, I would say I always talk about Kegel exercises for men. Like, that's what your doctor will tell you if you go. Like, Kegels, like practicing your Kegel exercise, which is your PC muscles, which is those muscles that you use to start and stop the flow of urine. And you there's no fancy, pretty way to say it. But if you practice as you tense and relax those muscles and you do it like a few times a day, you can do it anywhere. That will help you. That can help you stay harder longer. You should also, you could always go to your doctor for a checkup, see what's going on there. But and I have an app called Kegel Camp that you can get in the iTunes store, and it helps people do Kegels, men and women. They're not just for women.
I think a lot of it's in the head, and I think that there's, if you get into this loop, I can imagine of this loop of psychology of, I don't want to come yet. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I really don't want to come, and it's feeding off of itself, and
exactly.
And I think it's probably, I don't know if it's something that Russ, if he has a long-term partner, it's the sort of thing that you can actually just address outright and sort of address with your partner. That could be very different.
I think you do have to talk about it. I think you're absolutely right. A lot of it is psychological for men. And it is true that you become like obsessed with it. Like, it's going to happen, and then it keeps happening. So there's the book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man, which I always recommend. And it has great techniques in there for helping men stay harder longer to overcome that. It's a great book. Hello, Emily. I'm a dedicated podcast listener of your show. In one of your broadcasts, you said you had a handful of penis pumps and to email you to request one. I've been married for 16 years and would like to try one to see how it works and see how it may spice up our sex life. If you still have any, please let me know. Thank you and keep up the great show. Say hello to Menace and the interns. Thank you, D. White, Ohio.
D. White?
I do have – we had a sponsor a few years ago, and I have all these penis pumps at my house, and they're taking up a lot of space. So I said I would give away some to listeners.
Are you going to send them one?
Yes.
Okay.
D. White, we're going to email you. Get your address. We're going to send you a penis pump. Okay.
That's cool.
That's what we got for emails.
Do you have any experience knowing if penis pumps actually work?
Have you ever heard about penis pumps?
I also have no information about penis pumps. Although I suddenly have this image in my head of your place, which is kind of like, I just saw Hoarders for the first time just because I was at the gym and I was running. I couldn't even hear the sound because this never works. And I'm looking at the insides of people's houses and it's horrible and whatever. And I'm imagining, is your house kind of like Hoarders, but it's all just sex paraphernalia?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That is literally is all sex toys.
You kind of spoiled it because the cameras are going to show up to her house actually later.
The Hoarders,
today.
Exactly. Yeah. Can we just talk about Hoarders since I just started watching TV? It freaked. I texted you, Menace, didn't I?
Yeah.
I got nauseous. I got scared. I got afraid. I was like, I wanted to go home and throw everything out that I own. Like,
why?
I'm afraid. Because it's so scary the way those people live with all that
crap
in their house.
Like that.
They have rats. The whole bottoms of their house are like
Yeah, and there's cats that are dead.
Oh my God, there's like dead. Oh my God, that's a terrible show. I don't really want that to happen. So yes, I'm going to friggin' send him penis pump today because I want to get that shit. I want to get that shit out of my house.
You know what's funny is actually there was like an episode of Friends where I think Ross brings he goes to a chick's house and they open up the door and it's just as messy as that. And he's like, he's trying to like make out with her,
right?
And like get down
and things are falling all over the place.
Yeah, he's like, "F it," and he just runs out.
I think I remember that one.
Do you think you can take like a whole bunch of sex toys and penis pumps to Goodwill? what would happen?
Oh,
a recycling center.
We need to talk about that in a second, about what you do with use. Can you use sex toys again with different partners? Like, it's kind of weird sometimes to do that, but this is what I want to say about the penis pump and what I do know. The penis is like is a muscle, and if you exercise it, it can expand in some way. There are proponents. There's a guy who wrote a book called Exercising the Penis, and he was on my show a few years ago. And he says you actually can do all these exercises that grow your penis. And the penis pumps actually engorge blood. So it makes it appear bigger, I think, like briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure the long-lasting effects of the penis pump because I don't have a penis. I would have tried it out. Menace wouldn't do it.
No, you wanted me to try some other – it was like Inches for Charity or something where I put my – basically put my penis in a vice or some crap like that.
Some vice grip. You wouldn't do that for me?
No.
Whatever. Okay. Let's talk to Ethan more now about – let's talk about Valentine's Day coming up. So what do you guys say over there, Jimmy Jange? He makes amazing toys. Let me just tell you about Ethan. Award-winning products. They're beautiful. They are different than anything else out there on the market, and we love them. And I love the massage candle, I love the iconic ring, I love the form, all the form whatevers. We're going to get into that in a minute. But it's a great gift.
Yeah.
If I got that as a gift, I would be like so psyched if I got one of these toys as a present.
Can I ask you real quick, like when you're dating somebody, I don't know, you have boyfriend, girlfriend, married, all right. Were you doing that were you already working with the company beforehand? Or?
I started the company a long time ago. I started working on this in 2002. I didn't have a consistent girlfriend. I was dating.
Yeah.
Prolifically.
And then, so how was that, conversation?
You know, I think it was sort of self-selected for a certain type of person and woman, perhaps, who wasn't going to be put off by that. But what I've come to learn is that you can't look at somebody from across the room and say, that person is into this kind of sex and that person's into that kind of sex. This person will or will not like somebody who is now devoting, you know, 80 hours a week to working on developing vibrators and other sex products.
Yeah.
You just can't see that coming. And so it definitely, I think there was some self-selection there, but I didn't really notice it that much.
I was
pretty focused.
You know.
It definitely came up. It definitely came up a lot.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you were nervous the first time. You're like, so yeah, by the way.
Oh, I totally would beat around the bush. I mean, it would take forever for me to get around to talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's cool. I just always want to know people's stories on how, because definitely with you know, Emily, you always run into that thing. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I do a sex radio show.
Yeah, I don't even talk about it now. Well, because for me, it's different. Like being a woman and you see a guy, like he might not be attracted to me. He might not want anything to do with me except for the fact that I have a sex talk show, so I must be either really good in bed or really bad in bed, and they just want to know. So I tried to
How is that
not...
different from a guy who just has tons of vibrators at his house?
Yeah,
I mean, it seems directly analogous to me.
Yeah, that's why.
I never really understood their true intentions.
Right.
Do you love me for
love
me?
Do you want my vibrators?
Or just for the
I might have
tools.
Slept with you for like a Form 4 or something, you know, back in the day. So I just started telling, like, I actually try to avoid the conversation when I'm dating as long as I can what I do for a living. But it's hard. Just Google me or whatever. Go to my website.
So how long you've been doing this total where you actually had your first product?
So I started looking at the category in 2002. So 10 years ago, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
We met
soon after.
And we probably met right around then, actually. And then in 2003, I got money from friends and family. My mom kicked down.
Wow.
Yes. And in 2004, outside investment. And so the first products hit the market for holiday 2004, really, or Valentine's Day 2005. And since then, it's just been it's been something of a whirlwind. And
yeah.
Create new products, changing it up.
Yeah.
And really helping, I think, I hope, to help transform an industry that was pretty antiquated in many respects. And it was.
I mean, a lot of the sex toys were, like, not made of good products, and they have, like, porn stars on the cover. Mm-hmm. You're like, why would I on the box? You know what I mean? They're, like, cheesy. Like, his sex toys are, like, pieces of art. Like, you can leave them out. Mm-hmm. On your table, you don't have to, like, hide them.
Look how friendly this is.
Look how friendly. Yeah.
That's form
and
two.
And this so charged like an iPod too, right?
Yeah,
it just
exactly.
It has a little docking station.
It has a docking station.
I feel like I already know you because she talks about the products all the time. They're always laying around. So, like,
it's true.
Yeah. I feel like I know these products inside.
Yeah,
and
they are so smartly, like, made and charged the way you charge them and the way, like, I do. I have mine sitting out, my form too, like, sitting out, and all my interns do too, thanks to you.
People say you are what you eat. I think I am what I create, which means I am a vibrator.
You are a vibrator. Oh, let me touch you. Okay. So, that's amazing. So, okay. So, and you've also won awards for all your different designs with different things too. Herman Miller, Nike, Motorola, Ford, and then on sex toys.
Yeah, this was not the first
thing. Which
we
appreciate that you're using your skills towards sex toys.
Well, that's actually, I think that was sort of the motivation, was a lot of people were using a lot of skills toward new cell phones and toothbrushes and furniture and cars and footwear, whatever it was. But nobody really seemed at that time to be applying any of those same disciplines in this area. And so
they
that
weren't.
Was really fascinating.
You were like the first one, and then everyone's copying you.
They're following hopefully their own path.
Okay. So let's talk about Valentine's Day, because it's really soon. So if you have not done anything yet, what are some – let's talk about – first of all, we can talk a little about using toys. I mean, we've talked about this before, but, like, what would you – like, there are still are some guys out there. I can't believe they exist still. But there are men who feel – or maybe Menace is one of them – threatened by sex toys, that they are a replacement, that they're going to replace you. And we've talked about this before. But, like, how do we integrate that into the relationship? How do we get men to understand that, like, it's –
it's an accomplice.
We love you, too. We love your penis. It's an accomplice. It's your BFF. Like, I feel like – right?
Yeah, I think that the hurdle, I think, is getting to that first time trying it, because once you've tried it for the first time together, the understanding of how that might go is very different from that initial fear. It's just like anything.
Right.
You're afraid till you actually go for it.
Till you actually try it.
And I think that getting then to that first time is made a lot easier if it's a product that's really approachable, that's maybe focused on external stimulation. You know,
right.
The majority of women – I'm going to say things that you probably say all the time
right.
on the show.
No, that's fine.
But the majority of women require clitoral stimulation to achieve an orgasm. And so, you know, the best place to start for a vibrator is kind of be an external vibrator. What that also means for the guy is that now you're not sort of competing from a penetration standpoint.
Exactly.
It's not something that's phallic. It's a very different sort of proposition.
We're just going to hold on our clitoris and you can still pound away. Let me just put it. Bluntly.
Yes.
Right.
Let the vibrator do the hard work.
Yeah. You don't have to be down there with your Menace.
You don't
likes
have to
go
be there
down
at all,
for like 2 minutes. Menace, like, what do you do? 2 minutes oral sex?
Oral sex?
You give like 2 to 3 minutes?
It depends on the lady, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're
the
saying.
The special ones get extra attention. Not so special. Not so much. That's all.
Okay. So we've got this. We got this from your blog. Do it yourself Valentine's Day. So these are some suggestions. Eat like royalty by cooking for yourselves. That's a good idea. Instead of making the dinner and having the reservation,
mm-hmm.
head to the farmer's market, see what looks good, then ask the growers about their favorite recipes, build up from there, incorporating a few seasonal aphrodisiacs.
Yeah.
Fennel, blood orange, and of course
chocolate.
Or just
do what you do. Just go to Whole Foods and just grab the meal.
Exactly. That's what I would do. I don't cook, but if I always date people who can cook.
I think there's the broader point here is that this fits under is this idea of, you know, ultimately what is Valentine's Day about?
What is it?
And it's this opportunity to have this special moment with your special someone, right? What that probably doesn't look like is a bunch of red roses and a box of cheap chocolates and a prefix meal
right.
at the local restaurant. Because there's no faster way to sort of demonstrate how little you've thought about this than to walk down that super well-traveled path.
Exactly.
It's really all about like what's unique between the two of you and how can you play into that. And one way of sort of demonstrating that there's a little bit of forethought is going and actually making a meal.
Right.
So that whole idea of putting some of yourself into it, your time.
Yeah. Emily?
I've never cooked, but I will. Are you going to make a meal for this chick on Tuesday? Wednesday?
No,
whatever
probably.
It is?
No. If it was my girlfriend, then yeah, I'd probably make a meal.
I'd much rather stay home, make a meal, or have someone make me a meal, or even order in food than go to a restaurant. That's how I feel. And it is more, you're right, it is so easy just to get the roses and whatever. But that's what some women are down with that. Like, they're like, I want a reservation at the best restaurant. So that's why we don't know. Just like every woman has different orgasms differently, every woman wants a different kind of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Some women are super simple. Just like, oh, just, you know, to show that you recognize the day and you care and just give me some flowers and I'm good. Or some chicks, you just got to go all out. It's crazy.
Right, and they'll be really upset. Have you ever had that, Ethan, when you've been with someone and they're like, you probably always did it right, no? Some girls are like, they're like, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. Like, I never care. Well, I'm not the girl that cares.
Yeah, I don't think I would have dated that person.
No,
yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I mean, I've told you before, I took a girl once to New York for Valentine's Day, but it wasn't something that she was expecting, you know?
That was nice.
Yeah, just to have fun. But I feel really bad. Back in high school, my high school girlfriend, we because I'm a dumbass, we get together like a week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So I didn't really, we weren't together forever. So I didn't really expect to do too much on Valentine's Day. Just, you know, the basics. Oh, my God. She just went all out and I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
You didn't do anything?
I didn't really do anything because it's like we're together for a week.
Right.
Did you at least masturbate so she didn't have to give you a hand job?
Yes. I showed her how much better I can give myself a hand job than she could give to me. That was
exactly.
Her gift.
Sounds like a very warm, sharing
yes.
sort of experience.
Okay,
for
wait.
You.
There were some of these things that we were going to talk about that I liked the one about the cheaper Valentine's Day, like if you don't have a lot of money, what you should do on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
let's say you don't have all the money.
That's where you were right in here. Maybe.
Was I? Was this
maybe.
It?
Or maybe that's this one. It's
your penis doesn't cost that much money.
Go local. Oh, explore an area of town you don't know. Check into a hotel in the area.
Yeah, I realize after.
It's a great surprise tip. A different bed is a great place to try different things.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Hotels still might cost a little bit to get a decent hotel.
Stay at a friend's house. Do you have any friends who are out of town? See if you can stay at their house for the night.
No.
Are there any friends who have a vacation home? That kind of thing?
Yeah, I have tons of friends that have vacation homes.
I do.
What planet are you on?
So, yeah, some things to do. Because people like, I feel like that if you can do something very heartfelt for someone and it doesn't have to be. Like, as long as you plan something, like have a plan. Don't just be like, I don't know. Plan something to do on Valentine's Day.
Plan ahead. Be decisive.
Exactly.
The New York move is a good one. That doesn't fit under the budget category.
Yeah,
but,
that's a, you know, a
but
girl,
that's definitely
that was a
bold
girl
step.
I was dating for a long time.
That's a bold
you
step.
Know?
That's
yeah.
Good.
But good. But definitely if I was only dating her for a couple months, I'm not taking her to New York.
But there's a whole study done around happiness and so on, and a lot of it has mm-hmm. to our happiness has to do with limiting our options actually. And so somebody making a decision like that and saying, like, if you guys sat down and had a whole debate, like, oh, let's go to a city,
right.
We could go to New York, or we could go to Montreal, or we could go to Chicago, or we just would not be nearly as much fun as just men is laying down the law and saying,
like,
we're
look,
going to New York.
Well, you're a man, you got to take charge. I mean, not a dick, but like women like that when you make the decisions because
that's
I don't
true.
Know. If you ever done this before, it's crazy. You ask a woman what she wants to do, and she says, "Oh, whatever you want to do." She can't ever come up with the answers, yeah. But she knows the answer. She knows what she wants to do, but she won't tell you.
I don't know those women. Men date those women. Do you know those women?
yes.
Yeah, I've come across those. But
yeah.
You know what? I've also been that woman on occasion where you just want to be. You just want to have. You want the other person to be so happy.
Exactly.
And you don't realize that really all you guys need to do is make a fucking decision.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's, be decisive.
You know, that's why you're talking about the group getaway.
Uh huh.
That's that same nightmare. It's like when you go away, you're going up to Napa with like 10 people
right.
or whatever. And it's like, where should we go to dinner? This is probably all planned out in your case. But then it's like 10 people negotiating where you're going to go to dinner.
I hate that. I don't even want to talk about it. I just, I want it to be done and decided. And it is true. What you say about happiness, I think that's so true that we have so many choices today and so many distractions and so many things that it's just, it doesn't make you happy. It really doesn't to have more choices. Like, I just want.
Narrow it down.
So get creative. It is the thought that counts. If you're going to give a card, make it yourself. If you're going to give flowers, select and arrange them. Make a card. I used to have a guy, we were talking about this in the office earlier. I had a guy once, He wasn't exactly an artist, but he thought he was, and he painted a portrait of me naked.
Wow.
He painted a he gave me a naked portrait of myself.
Wow.
That's dumb.
Okay, so that falls under a different category also covered on our blog, which is a sort of don't – I don't know. We had a smart term for it, but it's a sort of don't be selfish. Like, who did you really want a naked portrait of yourself?
No, I couldn't show my mom was coming to town.
Did you want a naked portrait of you?
I don't know. I finally threw it away. Like, I kept – because, of course, I'm not a hoarder, but, I mean, I felt like I couldn't –
Yeah,
I couldn't get rid of it. Like, it was behind my back. I never hung it up or anything. And it didn't even look like – it was like he wasn't a good artist. He didn't know what he was doing.
It was abstract or something. He probably put a lot of time into it.
I know. So it was behind my bed for a while, and then I finally threw it away. And then I had a guy make a sculpture of me once.
What?
I date artists or whatever.
Freaking weirdos that you're dating.
And it was a sculpture, and then I had a little heart that was hanging –
Oh God!
Wow!
I know. It was
an awkward one, which was along those lines. But it was like, I knew this woman, and then I met her boyfriend. And her boyfriend, at some point, we had a party at their house, and he's like, "Come check this out. I've got these like great photographs of my girlfriend. Look how beautiful she is." And she was just totally naked. And so I'm looking at this friend that I know naked now. And
that is so awkward.
Yeah.
She was cool with you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she came into the room and kind of played along like she was cool with it, but I think it was
I know a lot of women who have naked photos of themselves in the house. I know several women who do that.
Just up?
Like artistic, whatever. I don't think I would do that, no.
Weirdos.
I have weird friends, you think?
Are the naked woman pregnant? Oh, I don't want to see that on your wall.
Naked woman pregnant?
Yeah, that's a hip thing to do.
Oh, that one that I have? That's not hip. My friend made that.
My
friend took that photograph. The one in my house?
Oh, I wasn't even referring to that one.
I thought you were referring to the pregnant.
No, but at least that chick has clothes on. But the ones that are, you know, covering their breasts and naked and they're pregnant. I don't want to see that.
Right. I have a photograph that my friend took of a pregnant. Isn't she pregnant, kind of?
Yeah, she is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
She's walking down the street, like in Manhattan or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool picture.
It is a cool picture.
It would be hotter if she wasn't pregnant, but whatever.
Whatever, that happens. Okay, so what else for Valentine's Day? Let's talk. So I think, okay, so make it fun. Oh, this is your gift wizard. You can make it fun by I love your gift wizard.
Yeah,
did you check that out? Yeah, I totally checked it out. So your gift, explain that. Your gift wizard on Jimmy Jane.
So we added all these new items to our site over the past couple of months, and we realized that it's just a plethora of options. And so in order to make that have a sort of different, more fun interface than like, oh, I'm going to look at edibles, I'm going to look at chocolate. Instead of that, you go to the gift wizard. Which is our sort of interactive little tool. And you basically select who it's for, her, him, us, and then whether it's sort of in the naughty or nice range, and that's a slider, right?
Right.
And then sort of a price range, and it like do-do-do-do-do, and then it pops up different
I wish
options.
They had that in everyday life. Like, I want like a gift wizard for everyone.
Like, it's a good concept. It's brunch, and I want something salty and something sweet, and
exactly.
I need caffeine.
Just help me make decisions in life. Yeah. I would love a gift wizard. I would love that.
It's like a decision maker, but it's cool. It's a great way to sort of check out
the stuff at Jimmy Jane. Okay, yeah. So what about foolproof fooling around? Please your woman, please your man.
So this was a set of ideas for, one side of this that you're looking at is sort of targeted toward her and one that's targeted toward him. I think that people get wrapped up in making things maybe more complicated than they need to be.
Right.
So, for instance, this Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday. So Tuesday doesn't offer that many great opportunities unless you're going to play hooky, which is actually a great possibility.
That is a great possibility.
You could drop in and just pick up your man or vice versa, your woman, for a nooner totally out of nowhere.
Right. That'd be nice.
You know, just a surprise.
Right. Surprise him for lunch and have sex.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Or better yet, even bigger surprise, just take advantage of the weekend before because everybody's focused on the Tuesday, would never expect that Sunday is actually going to be the Valentine's Day that you're going to celebrate.
Surprise or right. So well, it's the weekend, so.
Just jump the gun completely.
And massage, would you say there?
Yes, massage.
I'm so into massage lately. I think that massage is such a good – I think that couples should massage each other more, especially if you don't – if you're feeling disconnected from each other, it's a great way to connect again. and to use
it takes
the
a lot of effort
candle.
Though that's a lot of effort.
You've never used one. These are my favorite thing, the massage candle.
It's like the woman always wants a massage when you're also exhausted and tired, you know. So
you're always exhausted and tired though.
I know. I just found out the other day that you can only live without 11 days without going to sleep. Without getting some sleep, and then you die.
Have you not slept? Because you seem like really tired today.
No, I'm good. You just handed me the candle.
Candle. Yeah, it's amazing.
And this is something that you've been talking about how many years?
I love it.
No, seriously, like since I remember like doing the show together, you have talked about this candle. Like you love it.
I love the candle because it's my favorite thing. It is amazing because it is. You want to explain it in your technical, in your better terms, because
sure.
It's yours.
Sure.
I just
we'll
love this.
Our,
like, I think it's the best
terms.
Thing for couples, for massages. It smells amazing. Like, I just,
okay,
I
let's
love
explain
it.
How it works from the beginning.
Okay, so from the beginning, this is the Afterglow Massage Oil Candle, and the idea is, well, one thing that's important to know here and to realize, people love candles and so on. Great illumination, very flattering. Everybody looks great in candlelight.
Right.
Number two, scent actually bypasses the... our sort of processing, our cognitive processing in our brain, and goes straight to the limbic system. So you basically react to it immediately. And if you had that experience of smelling something and then immediately a memory pops
right.
up, it's because it was so important, you know, as part of our survival perception. But anyway, it's a very fast way to sort of trigger and shift mood. And so
it's true. And this, your scents, that's one of the things that I do love are the scents of the candles that you
Well,
have.
It's really important not to get like nasty cinnamon, whatever,
right.
you know, scents, or overblown fake vanilla, and instead to get something that's more suitable to you. And
right.
so illumination scent, and then there's this tactile component. These candles, you know, a lot of people have tried playing with wax,
right.
which is hot and exciting, hot, like
hot,
literally.
Like
the Ricky Martin video.
Like the Ricky, I didn't see
don't
that.
Know it.
But
you don't. That's a famous scene where people pour wax on Ricky Martin.
I'm surprised that I don't know that.
With his chest exposed.
Oh,
everybody
wow.
knows that. Come on, God damn it! All right, but that scene pretty much explains what you do with this candle.
That explains, except
yes,
except what
except for it's a special candle.
It's special because it's all natural ingredients and it's all body safe the actual formulation of the wax base. And so essentially it's not really a wax, it's a solidified oil. And that mm-hmm. oil is made up of all sorts of botanicals and so on. Long story short, when it melts to warm temperature, but not,
it's not too hot.
Super hot.
You're not like
you
a real candle will,
right.
Right.
will
so
blister you.
Exactly.
You can pour it straight onto the skin and then it never re-solidifies. It basically has, its melting point is body temperature, so it'll just stay nice and smooth, and it's actually great for your skin. So a lot of our customers will buy them for massage and then realize, oh, I'm going to use this as body oil every time I get out of the shower.
Right.
They light the candle when they get in the shower. They use this body oil when they get out.
Yep.
Anyway, so we've got all sorts of different fragrances. This one happens to be
like
bourbon.
It's the massage. Like it becomes your massage oil, your massage lotion,
it
massage
is,
oil that
it
you
– It is your massage oil. Yeah.
I love the scents.
And for lazy people you know, like okay. Menace or others
yes.
right.
who – or people who are just weary at that moment when – one person wants a massage, the other person also wants a massage.
Right.
This combined with the massage stones, I don't have one here, but these are these ceramic massage tools
oh,
that we
yeah.
have. So everybody can give a fantastic massage. And a lot of women also complain, it's really hard on my fingers, it's a lot of pressure. And guys are like, can you push harder? But it hurts.
Oh, so you use,
so you use
stone
a massage stone
with
and
the,
you, with the with massage the, oil.
That is so cool. I don't and think I have one of those. What's the problem?
We're gonna have to
work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so that's cool. And then
okay.
they also have other little sexual purposes as well. So they're sort of dual function.
Right. They're just
things.
Amazing. They're like my favorite things, right? I guess I do talk about them ad nauseum.
All the time.
Ad nauseum.
All the time.
Did I drive you crazy, Menace?
Yeah, but not about.
But
these
like
things.
in a loving way.
Other things. So, how many products do you have now? This is like not an infomercial for
no,
Jimmy
it shouldn't
Jane.
Seem like it.
But
we
I just
love
wanted,
each other.
I just wanted to ask you, like, how many different items have you come up with? I love people like building companies like this. I love hearing the story.
Dozens
the story. So you started off with one, and now you have.
Yeah, I started
the
off
first one. Over started, there.
Yeah, actually, this was basically the first was the little something vibrator. This is the little chroma, which came just after, which is more accessible in price point because the little something this vibrator that I designed was actually the first one was 24 karat gold, and that was really just to explore how different a vibrator could be from what people were expecting. Little chroma.
is basically the same shape, super simple, very compact little cylinder. And this is, again, for that – primarily for external stimulation.
Right.
And this is,
it looks
again,
like what we're looking at right now is like – it looks like kind of maybe a tiny tube and then it's rounded on each side.
People say it looks like a cigar case, which
oh,
I don't really
know. Yeah. Oh, it does. It does look like a cigar case. That's exactly it.
So
and it's not intimidating, and it would mm-hmm. be mostly for clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, and it's smaller than he is, and so on. So it's
hopefully you haven't been around to where I've been. I've had some. Yeah, I don't want to get into it, but yeah.
Anyway, so it started there, and then once we had a great response to that, we just kept pushing further and further, and pushing really more innovation. So it's a lot of technology that goes into the Form line of vibrators, these other ones I showed you, Form 2 before this guy,
right.
and so on. And that's really technology employed in a way that it keeps your life really simple. And you can do all things you want to do without really thinking about it. It's not technology like, wow, look how complicated this vibrator is.
Right.
It's easy. So it's innovation that you get to feel, but you don't have to really learn about.
Sweet.
So,
sweet.
Yeah.
Got that? Okay, well, I hope that everybody has a happy Valentine's Day.
I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day.
I do. And I don't feel like I said, I think Valentine's Day is something if you're in a relationship for Valentine's Day, I think that you should take a moment. Don't stress out. Don't be like, I got to – don't think – like they take a moment and just really think about your partner. Think about who you're with. Think about something that you could do that would be really special, really memorable, and really sweet. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It could be writing something. It could just be going somewhere special that doesn't cost any money, but just something that is different, out of the ordinary, I would say I'm pushing for. Because I don't think that like flowers and candy and dinner is – I just think there's more that you can do if you're in a couple. If you are single, Menace always talks about how it's a great night to meet people because everyone's out of the bar drinking because they're single. Haven't you said that?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day?
Go for it. Don't sit at home and be sad that you're not with somebody. Lisa, you know, have an opportunity to maybe meet somebody.
Right. It's a good opportunity to meet somebody on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Exactly.
It is.
And or go home and buy yourself something, like something sweet, something special, something that makes you feel loved. Love yourself.
Yes.
Masturbate. That kind of thing. Okay. That's what we got time for. If you want to join our Valentine's Day contest, you still have a few days left. You go to sexwithemily.com. All the information is there. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And yeah, happy Valentine's Day. And thank you so much, Ethan and Bowden from Jimmy Jane. It's jimmyjane.com. Check out all his cool stuff there. And Menace, happy Valentine's Day to you. And everyone have a great weekend.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Oh, thanks for listening. Oh, wait. You're listening to Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.